If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Tony Slattery, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root.
Hi, hello and welcome to Big Girls Night Out. Tonight we'll be shaking our booties to music from All Saints.
Plus your chance to take part in our fantastic writing competition.
Plus we'll be taking a behind the scenes peek at a porn studio. Owned and run by women.
Plus we'll be exposing our tosser of the week. So don't touch that knob.
But let's open with my personal favourite, this week's selection of naughty continental adverts. First, from Denmark, a fresh and frank way of promoting the benefits of shower gel.
Oh, yes.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Jude.
Hello. Hi.
Have you two been slumped in front of that telly all evening?
Yeah. Well, all day in my case. You're not staying at the office?
8 hours on the telephone. I've got to get out of this double-glazing side of show business and back to Shakespeare.
Mm, quite right.
I'm 36. No one knows who I am and I'm flat broke.
Mm, true.
What a state of this place. At least you could have tied it up.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Jude, yeah.
Right, coffee.
Oh, yes, please,
yeah.
Me.
Me too, please, Jude, if you're out there.
Thank you.
What is that you're watching?
Big Girls Night Out.
In a minute, do you?
I don't know. What is it?
Raise the red lantern. The one with Gong Li.
Oh, yeah, Gong Li's a bane. We see this first, though.
Well, I'd rather not miss the beginning.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not miss Tosser of the Week. If I do, I'll never forgive myself.
You can't really want to watch this rubbish.
It's not rubbish.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I can't stand this. The cut and thrust of intellectual debate. Was it hosted by gorgeous mouthy tarts with crop tops and pierced navels?
No.
Has it got Norwegian yogurt adverts like this one?
Raise the Red Lantern is a 5-star cinema classic. Oh,
this is ironic. Two blokes trying to persuade a woman to watch a woman's programme.
A woman's programme? It's for men. Pervy men. Sad, lonely, pervy men.
No, it's not.
Actually, yes it is, Dave. Oh, no. Oh, hello. What's this an advert for?
Pants.
Could be. Chocolate, I'd say. Now that is disgusting.
That's how the Swedes sell toilet paper. Makes you wonder how they sell suppositories.
Right. Who'd like fame, £1,000 plus a holiday for two in the Seychelles?
Oh, I would.
Well, all you have to do is write an original, hard-hitting girl power article about whatever you like. Send it to us, along with a recent photo of yourself, and if you win, all your friends can read your article in next month's Riot Girl magazine.
And we'll present the winner with the prize money and plane tickets live on Big Girls Night Out.
We'll give you the details at the end of the show.
But now, top girls... top band, top groove. Let's give it up for All Saints.
£1,000 and a holiday for two in the Seychelles. That's got to be worth a go, isn't it?
Well, no chance.
Well, I used to win essay writing competitions all the time at school.
Oh, that disqualifies you instantly. Oh, what the things I could do with that one in the middle.
Natalie. Oh, God.
£1,000, though, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, but what do you know about girl power?
I beg your pardon?
Well, there's a whole subculture, you know. There's magazines, favourite hangouts, cult heroes, websites.
And you're out there on the cutting edge, I suppose?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. I'm the woman here. I've got a 2-1 in English.
Look, the only way to win that would be to write deliberate rubbish.
Oh, don't be so facetious.
The Red Riot Girl. Worse than a poetry page in The Big Issue.
Well, maybe you're just out of touch.
Oh, yeah? How many relationships have you had with members of the opposite sex recently, then, Dave?
That's not relevant. I've studied the subject, I surf the internet, I've even run my own official Riot Girl website.
You are seriously weird, Dave.
Look, all I'm saying is that I'd stand a better chance than Jude, that's all.
OK,
OK, then, you're on.
Do you really run your own girly pal website, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, then you are a very deep, dark hole, my friend.
Shut up, both of you. I'm watching this. Resolving the Gender Dichotomy by Judith Stanhope.
Brains Turn Me On by... now, what's my female alter ego? Davina Ferris.
Thus, the male propensity for mobile phones, television remote controls, any phallic totems...
As any sassy sister can tell you, intellectual men are cool.
The only way to resolve these paradigmatic anomalies...
What's so sexy about big muscles and flawless skin anyway? Millions of cool chicks dig the odd pimple on a guy.
God, if this doesn't win me the prize, it's going straight to the Nobel Committee.
If this gets published, I'm going to be in clover.
Yes, it's me. Hello, good morrow one and all.
Oh, morning, John. What are you doing up already?
Oh, you know me.
Oh, yeah, I do. Where have you been?
Bit of light shopping.
How's the high street looking, then?
Oh, radiant as ever. Two more shops disappeared overnight and three more popped up.
Yeah, things looking up, then.
Oh, yeah, I nipped into the newsagents and happened to notice this on the shelf.
Hey, Riot Girl! Oh, I suppose I haven't won, then.
One more.
Well, you know, the writing competition.
Oh, there. Oh, well, let's have a look, shall we? Now, what have we got? Right, your letters, what's on in Riotsville, the truth about female ejaculation. Oh, here we are. Reader's writing competition and winning article, page 205. Let's have a look. And the winner is... Oh, sadly no. It's a Ms. Brunella Bush. What a shame.
Well, that sounds like a made-up name to me.
Is it? Hi, you. Look, Riot Girl.
Oh, I take it I didn't...
No, someone called Prudence.
No, Prunella. Prunella Bush.
Oh, well.
Look, anyway, I bet her piece is a pile of old dumpies. Listen, trimming your herbaceous border by Prunella Bush.
Oh, you're making it up.
No, listen. Before opening her gardens to the public, a woman of the 90s faces a stark choice. Should she aim for geometric order of Hampton Court or the rambling excesses of Capability Brown? No, sisters, you haven't accidentally picked up a copy of Homes and Gardens. I'm talking about hair, and I mean hair down there.
Oh, please!
No, it gets worse. Back in the 60s, Americans defoliated the bikini area with atomic bombs. But by the 70s, the thatch was back. And I don't mean Maggie. Oh. I mean the craggy thatch in your pants.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, that's a good point. The word was out. Hirsute is cute and Hairy Mary ain't so scary. But along came the naughty 90s, and once again, exotic topiary in the underwear section was
hey,
in.
Hey, look! She looks like a young version of you, Jude.
Oh, yeah. Hey! It is a young version of me.
Gosh, so it is. Oh, you crafty thing. You wrote it. You used a nom de plume.
I didn't write it and I didn't send that photograph. I can't think how they got hold of it.
Well, search me.
Blimey, it must have been taken years ago.
That was my holiday in Crete with you, wasn't it, Giles?
Yes. Look, all right, I confess. I wrote it.
You?
Oh, I get it, you sneaky sods. You did this together to make me look stupid. You...
David...
Who rattled her cane?
Look, shut up, I can't believe you did this.
Oh, I see, so you're not going to congratulate me either?
What right have you to use a picture of me?
You're always moaning about not being famous. Well, now you are. And you're appearing on Big Girls Night Out.
Never.
I need you to pick up the £1,000 and the holiday for two in the Seychelles.
No.
All right, what if I let you go on holiday with me?
Oh, no, I am not going on television with that ridiculous name.
Oh, come on, why not? I mean, last time we were on the box, you were Dotty Doris. Hello?
Hello, I'm Yolanda Palander.
You are kidding.
Could I speak to Prunella Bush, please?
Yes, of course. Hang on, please. Prunella, it's for you.
No!
Look, OK, the holiday plus £300.
500, and that's doing you a big favour.
Oh, you... Okay.
Penella Bush?
Yolanda Palander. I edit Riot Girl magazine.
Oh, hi.
I have to say, your article was really quite good.
Thanks.
Think you're capable of writing more of this stuff?
Capable of writing more? Well,
Say yes. Do you tell her you'll write the whole bloody magazine if she wants? Go on.
Well, look, I'll have to think about it.
Say if we start you off at £200 per article.
£200?
Oh, give it to me. Hello, this is Duncan Foster Felch here. I'm Prunella's agent. Now, I'm sorry, I couldn't help overhearing, and I thought the offer was laughable.
Hi. Okay, look, Prunella's going to be appearing on Big Girls Night Out on Friday. We could meet then and discuss terms.
Fine.
Okay, ciao.
Pleasure, bye. Brilliant! Your face and my brains are going to have a career at last.
Oh, no, I'm picking up the prize, but that is it.
What? So then you go back to selling double glazing?
God, I hate you.
I knew you'd see it my way.
Who is it?
Jude.
No, Giles?
No.
All right, come in.
Oh, don't you ever open a window in here, David?
No.
Look, I've as much reason to be cross with him as you know. More reason.
Oh, what, are you trying to tell me this has nothing to do with you?
Well, it wasn't. I've only agreed to pick up the prize because Giles is giving me half.
Oh, yeah, right, and I'm supposed to believe that, am
I? Absolutely, look. Here's the article I wrote.
Oh, I see.
You see, I worked bloody hard on that.
Oh, sorry, Jude. Look, if you still want it published, I could stick it on my Riot Girl unofficial website if you like.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, just type it in, look. Right, that's my article. These are contributors' articles. There's letters, staff photos, comments, jokes, cartoons, hot links, fashion tips, look.
Oh, those outfits are a bit skimpy, aren't they?
Yeah. The tank girl look is pretty big still, actually. Lots of cleavage, micro mini skirts, and slit to the waist fishnets.
Do you think real girls actually read this?
Yeah. They log on all right. Girls from all over the world. Look, let's see. Number of hits, 59,000.
59,000? That's how many have read this?
Well, actually, yeah, I'm a bit surprised at that figure myself. It's normally under 1,000. Must have been this week's nude pictures of Courtney Love. We Riot Girls absolutely love her.
You don't think this is all a bit odd, do you, David?
Well, in what way?
Well, in every way.
Oh, anything goes on the web, Jude. Magazines and telly are history. This is the future. So do you want me to publish your article or not?
Well, do you want to read it first?
No, that would be censorship. We're dead against that. Oh, look, emails replying. Hundreds of them, see? Riot Girl magazine just don't know what they're missing.
Well, I suppose they might all be saying it was rubbish and that it was obviously written by a man.
No, here we are. Hi, like you, I'm a switched-on Riot chick. Really dig your words. What I really, really want to know is where I can meet these hot-brainy guys. Love and peace, Mitzi. Oh, wow. Hey, why didn't I think of that? I'll write a piece about my fave hangouts right now, see if I can get some hot chicks to turn up.
Yeah, well, I'd better leave you to it.
Yeah, sure. Hot Hangouts to Meet Brainy Men by Davina Ferris. Hi, Riot Girls. What a massive reaction. The top chill-out zone to catch intellectually unchallenged men is Harvey's Wine Bar at Streatham High Road.
Jude, why aren't you ready?
I don't know what to wear.
Well, just choose something and put it on. Oh. You can't see.
We know. Look, how about this?
Fine. What? A Riot Girl in natural fibres? No.
David, your authority in the subject evaporated when you failed to win the competition.
Anyone can win with a nude photograph.
Yeah, so why didn't you try it?
Right. No natural fibres. Which leaves me with... one nylon bra. Look,
Why don't we just phone up and say I'm ill?
Judy, look. Relax. Just relax.
I might have something for you.
Look, I'm not wearing any of your ghastly clothes, David.
Yes, David, would you just shut... Oh, hang on. No, hang on. Actually, that is not such a bad idea.
No, you no, can't. No, you can't do this to me.
Listen, Judy. Think of David's wardrobe as a cellar of fine wines. 20 years ago, they were disgusting and unpalatable, but time has worked its miracle. It's the 90s. It's cool to be a nerd.
Less of the N-word, if you please.
Lead on, David.
Right. I can't lend you any of my original 70s polyester casual wear because I'm out in the pool tonight.
Yes, come on!
I've got a few...
Barbie, let's go party.
Go ahead with this, Giles. It's such a big lie.
Look, the whole show is a big lie. Here we are, through the door.
Ow! I keep getting electric shocks.
Yes, well, that's all the man-made fibres you're wearing. Oh, day-glow colours really suit you, by the way.
I look like a closing down sale at Millet. Oh, please, let's go home.
No, you listen to me. You're Prunella Bush. You're arrogant, controversial and afraid of nothing.
I can help you.
Oh, yeah, sorry to bother you. Prunella Bush... That's my name. I'm supposed to be here for Big Girls Night Out. I'm sorry, I'm afraid I'm a little bit late.
I'll call the production office. Take a seat.
Thanks very much.
Oh, very arrogant, very controversial.
It's all right for you. I'm the one who's got to go through with it.
Judith, you'll be fine. Now, for God's sake, please, don't get nervous.
I am nervous.
Prunella, you are my creation. This is my chance to become a famous controversial columnist.
Your chance?
Yeah, it's all right, our chance. Now, okay. How old were you when you ran away from home?
13.
Good. Where did you go?
To work in a massage parlour?
No, that was after you followed Anita Roddick to Brazil and had your nipples pierced by
A shaman of the
Yanomamihami tribe.
Oh, look, can't we turn it down just a bit?
It is too late now. I've sent a copy of your CV to the production office.
But it's just me, Giles.
That is the whole point. I have given them a fascinating queen bitch columnist for the millennium, not some bloody Oxford-educated actress who's done a bit of fringe theatre.
A bit of fringe theatre? I've done children's television too, you know.
Somehow I don't think your short stint as Dotty Doris was controversial enough.
Prunella Bush? Excuse me? Prunella Bush?
That's you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's me.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm interviewing you tonight.
Right.
Hello, I'm Prunella's agent.
Hello, hospitality down there on the right.
Oh, thanks.
Bye, Giles.
Sock it to them, Prunella.
Okay, let's see. Your slot, 2 minutes. I know that doesn't seem very much, but believe me, a second on television is worth half an hour of ordinary time.
Yes, I know.
I'm sure I recognise you from somewhere.
Well, I've been around.
Anyway, anything you'd like to bring up?
Sure. Kathy Acker and I, we staged an art exhibition in New York, using our own bodies as exhibits.
Look, anything sort of relevant?
Right. Nipple piercing. Oh, the fly on the wall documentary I made on Death Row.
I know you from somewhere. Have you ever been on television before?
Well... Yes, I did do a little bit of presenting once for a show called Hey Kids. You know, just for a short while. That was just before I went off to Bangkok to be a tattooist. Yes, that was me.
Hey Kids! That was a massive influence on me. It's practically the reason I'm here now.
No!
Yeah, I was 10. I was watching you and I thought, hey, anyone can do that.
Well, making it look easy is the hard bit.
Yeah, they all say that.
No, television's a tough business. Raw talent's not enough. You need loads of luck. I mean, even that can suddenly run out on you.
Yeah?
Go live in 5.
OK. Hey, Damon, remember Hey Kids?
What, a kids show?
Yeah. Look, Dotty Doris.
No. Oh, wow! Dotty Doris!
Yeah, hi!
Oh, I can't believe it, Dotty Doris! Fantabby! How'd it go?
Fan Dabby Doodle.
Yeah. Fan Dabby Doodle, amazing, yeah. Oh, I used to love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You always used to pull the lever and drop a bucket of guns on a star guest. Oh, Gasmin, that was a dog's bollocks.
Oh, thanks, thanks.
Yeah. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, bye. See you.
Oh, God, I still can't believe this. I'm going to be interviewing Dotty Doris.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Oh, God, hey, I've just had a Fan Dabby Doodle idea. Damon! Damon!
Welcome to Big Girls Night Out. I'm Stan, your warm-up man for the evening. How many of you actually been in a television studio before? Right, me neither. We've got a fantastic lineup for you tonight. And we've got a special surprise star guest. Ooh!
Excuse me. Are you Duncan Filch Foster?
Yes, I am. For my sins, yes.
You represent Prunella Bush?
For some time, yes.
Yolanda Pallander.
Indeed, you do. Hello.
Is this a good time to talk?
No, please, fire away.
As you probably know, Duncan, image is everything for a magazine like
absolutely,
mine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Choosing the right competition winner is something we take very seriously indeed.
Well, that is something I'm glad to hear.
Prunella's not quite as young as her photograph, is she?
Let's just say she's lived, Do you know she ran away from home to work in an executive relief massage parlour at the age of 13?
No.
Well, if Geldof hadn't come into her life, she'd probably still be there.
Bob Geldof?
Bob Geldof, yep. Now, as you probably guessed, Prunella Bush isn't her real name.
I see.
The thing is, Bob, give you the background, Bob gave her the backing to go to the States to make a fly-on-the-wall documentary on Death Row, where she fell profoundly in love with a serial killer.
So, don't forget, when you hear your cue, I want you to shout that out only three times louder. Hey, it'll all make sense when the time comes. Do you think you can do that for me?
Yes!
Right, well, let's have another practice at our two special catchphrases. After three...
Going live.
Right, thank you, my name's Stanley Bridgestone, good night.
In five, four, three...
And so when that was said, the major Hollywood film star she was sleeping with at the time became insanely jealous.
Who was that?
That I'm afraid I can't say that. It was a nasty business. Death threats, so on. Hello, I think she's on.
A couple of weeks ago, when we launched our Riot Girl writing competition, we had no idea that we'd be literally inundated with postbags full of your wild and wicked words. The winning piece was so hot, the editor of Riot Girl magazine had to literally hose it down before she could print it.
If you're daring enough to read it, rush out to your newsagents tomorrow. But if you want to meet the winner, you can do that right now, because we've got her literally right here in the studio with us, right here, right now. So please, make slapping sounds with the palms of your hands for Prunella Bush. Hi, Prunella.
Hi.
So, Prunella, you wrote a naughty little piece about our tufted places. Is that right?
Yeah. I wanted to examine the sexual politics of hair in general.
Hot stuff. And a little bird tells me you've lived a bit as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I did some pretty outrageous things with Andy Warhol in New York. Once we staged a secret art exhibition, you know, which involved...
Can I just stop you there? Because... some viewers at home might well be thinking that they know your face, and they might well be right. So, tell us your real name, Prunella.
Well, it wasn't my real name, actually.
Don't be shy.
Well, for a little while, at the beginning of my career, I was Dotty Doris.
And what have we all got to say to that?
Oh, Jesus.
Dotty Doris.
Yep. She was a sort of eccentric auntie figure, but with a very, very dark side. You know, she was very, she was controversial.
Was that after she lived with Madonna? Or before?
Well, if... Okay. Her name is Judith Stanhope. She's an out-of-work actress, and Dotty Doris was the peak of her career. Look, here, I'll tell you what. ditch her. Because I wrote the article anyway, right?
You wrote it?
Yes, I did. No, please think about it. Now, that makes me bloody controversial, doesn't it? Huh?
That photograph was what won the competition. We'll sue you for this.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I eat little jerks like you for breakfast.
I see. So, who are you on the run from, then?
I'm not.
Hmm? How on earth did you end up with a daft name like Yolanda Palander, then?
That doesn't...
No, don't...
Now, Dotty Doris, a moment some of us have waited years for. We're going back to the heady days of Hey Kids. Except this time, you're the star guest.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Above you is a large bucket of super double duper gloopy gunch.
Oh, no.
All I have to do is pull this lever. Hey, kids, what do you want me to do?
Pull the lever!
Oh, yes, oh, indeed!
No. Which way, mate?
It's top of the hill here, and then turn left opposite the bus garage, please.
Right.
I still can't get over it. Trendy kids in their early 20s still know who I am. I'm a major retro fashion cult icon, Giles. It's a fantastic feeling. And I'll tell you another thing. That gunge was warm. On Hey Kids, we only gave warm gunge to the very top stars.
It's all right for you. You were wearing waterproofs. A bloody Yolanda Palander woman threw a pint of lager all over me.
Oh, cheer up. You're getting 500 notes in a fortnight in the Seychelles.
Yeah, sorry, so.
And I'm bound to get some work out of it.
Yeah, all right, all right. I shouldn't be feeling sorry for myself. I should be dancing on the rooftops now. Will you shut up? Could you just drop us off here, please?
Oh, hello, you're back early.
We didn't really fancy your hospitality.
Oh, how was the show?
The show was... terrible.
Fan Dabby Duval!
Oh, all right. What's that on my anorak?
Oh, it's only gunch. Don't worry, it washes off. So, what, you didn't manage to get picked up by a hot riot girl chick tonight, then?
No. It was weird, actually.
Sounds perfectly normal to me.
What, no one turned up?
Oh, Hivey's wine bar was absolutely packed. Apparently, my unofficial riot girl website's got hundreds of readers in South London. Unfortunately, they're all spotty male computer programmers from Croydon.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hi! Did you like it? Oh, and you like the animal on the ground?
That could be a long one. Turn on the television, will you?
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I mean, it's quite a fact.
If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner and starred Tony Slattery, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root. Other parts were played by Janet Ellis, Deborah Stevenson, Sue Elliott-Nichols, Richard Turner and Paul Shearer. The theme music was composed by Pete Bakey. The producer was Claire Jones.